This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. California's attorney general is investigating a letter recently mailed to some Latino voters in Orange County. The letter, written in Spanish, warns that they could be arrested or deported if they vote in the November election. It was sent out on stationery resembling that of a well-known immigration reform group, but that organization says it had nothing to do with it. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Benny Diaz has been a naturalized U.S. citizen for nearly two decades and says he votes in every election. In fact, he's running for a seat on the Garden Grove City Council. But the candidate and his wife still received the letter. Diaz called it an insult.
Like if somebody tells you you're a thief and you are not a thief, how do you feel? You feel intimidated.
The letter warns newly registered immigrants that they could be arrested or deported for voting in next month's election. California State Attorney General Bill Lockyer says that's just plain wrong. If that were true, Lockyer says, California's most famous naturalized citizen would be barred from the polls.
Really what the letter says, in effect, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger wouldn't be allowed to vote, as well as lots of other immigrants who are here naturalized and are allowed to vote.
Governor Schwarzenegger called the letter racist and yesterday urged Lockyer to charge whoever sent it with a hate crime. The writer used stationery that's similar to that of a well-known anti-illegal immigration group called the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. But founder Barbara Koh says she's not the author.
Whoever this person who is sending it is sending out the message that only citizens can vote, which of course is an accurate statement, but this is just not something we have ever done or would ever do.
The letter also incorrectly warns that a new computer system is being installed to verify the names of all newly registered voters, and that anti-immigration organizations will be able to access the system. Attempts to intimidate Latino voters in Southern California aren't new, says John Trasvina of the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund. Trasvina recalls that in 1996 and 98, uniformed security guards showed up at polling places in Latino neighborhoods carrying signs warning that only U.S. citizens could vote.
I think the reality is, though, the Latino community will not be deterred by these kind of tactics. And we will see people coming out to vote who are properly registered, already on the rolls, coming out to vote in this November's election.
Benny Diaz, the city council candidate, says he won't be intimidated.
They made a mistake in sending it to somebody who knows about the rights of the people to vote, somebody who has fought for civil rights in our community. They made a mistake.
California's attorney general says sending such a letter is a felony, punishable by 3 years in state prison. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can read the whole letter yourself. We've done an English translation. The documents are at our website, npr.org.